She'd been encouraged to check out Jester's by an acquaintance. And so she decided to come. She didn't live too far from where we're meeting at Northview and Mission, so she decided to come. Little by little, she got involved and even took on a minor role last summer. But it was heartbreaking when nobody showed up for her performance. We had done filmed performances last summer and did big drive-throughs. And so I sat with her. She's a middle schooler living with grandparents in a difficult home situation and they only recently connected with her mother, who'd been released from jail and then was facing a major surgery. But she still came. She began making some friends and started to open up in the safety of her small group. So this past fall, she took on a significant role in our play, surprisingly as an antagonistic mother. And she did amazing. She really did. 2 weeks before our performances, she lost a significant family member in her life. And that was the one that seemed to really care about her. But she still kept coming. She got through. And I think she got through because of the support of her small group. She's one of the kids that calls me Mom Jester. The next slides are just going to show, and I apologize for not showing Brittany. We don't want to show all the students here for privacy. The next slides are going to show the goals of Jester's that we reworked. And I think that God is really honoring. So this first goal, a safe place to love and experience the love of Christ. These are some of our small groups. And God just revealed so much to them, to us, and opportunities to share personal stories with these youth during the devotional times. And we had them really leaning in and engaging and exploring their faith. And it's really awesome. There's on the left, the one boy at the back, he's in black. He's become a very significant person. I'll mention him a little bit later. And the same with the girl. She's got reddish hair and the brown sweater at the back. These are two of our junior staff. And they both have amazing stories as well and how they've come to be in this space. So the next slide just shows a safe place for developing leaders to grow. Whoops. This is not a really particularly amazing slide. It's just that the boy that's standing there as our MC is the same one that was in the black at the back. 5 years ago, this kid, he's high-functioning autistic. He couldn't stand in front of anywhere. He couldn't perform. He's an amazing performer, I'll tell you. But he got baptized this last year. And we are welcoming on his staff now. It's really exciting. He spent significant time with us through our main stage program this last fall, and he's just dear to my heart. Really grown and developed as a leader, and we're really thankful for him. He's really giving back to the community in many positive ways, and he's helping train up a new generation of leaders. The next slide here is just some synopsis of some of the performances and whatnot from the kids, different costumes and different things that we do. A high value and a high goal for us is the performing arts, obviously. We're a theater group. And so we have all kinds of different avenues for kids to explore, from our main program to improv to learning vocals to singing to dancing. And I have two left feet, so I don't do a lot of that, but I do a lot of the background stuff and then the devos and small groups. So this is just, again, just to give you a little idea of sort of what we do and the fun that we have there. So the next slide is where I'm going to pause and spend a little bit more time. A huge goal for us is a safe place to engage and give back to the broader community. You won't be able to read all of the words on the youth improv night, but this is really representative of where we are moving. We've always given back through our program, through our performances. We collect donations, and then we find local and international causes to give to. This past year, again, because there's been so much going on with pandemic, we gave back to the food bank, and we raised like $1,500. And so the kids got to have speeches and promote and be able to really get involved. And I think that part of what we're doing there, too, is allowing kids that come to us that maybe don't have as many resources as some other families to be able to get involved. And they can get involved through speeches or just working. Some of them worked at the food bank, and then they were able to bring the checks. So that was really fun. We're pretty proud, too, that we got invited by the City of Mission to showcase our improv group in Youth Week this coming week. And so Mission has opened up the old senior center. It's now a youth center because of the proximity to the community center and everything like that. So they've opened this up. It's a really cool space. And so we've been invited to go and be able to share our improv leaders with the kids there. And so it's going to be a whole night, and we're going to ask others to get involved should they feel comfortable. So we're pretty excited about doing that. And then the next, if any of you drove in this morning and saw the big old RV sitting out there, we've just recently acquired that. The RV is something that our Street Life team had been using for quite some time, and there's program changes, so we are going to be using the RV in Mission primarily for my house, which is Mission Youth House. That's part of our program, is working with the street kids and having a safe place for them to go. It's primarily where that RV is going to be used going into the schools, but Jester's is also using it as kind of a sort of on-site ministry center when we're doing our programs in the community. And we're seeing that there's a real lead there now. So we're not sure where that's going to take us yet, but God has been working on a few things in the background, so it's going to be kind of exciting, I think, to see where that goes. So, yeah, so we have multifaceted things going on, quite a lot of things going on. And so I ask that along the way, if you think of us, if you would pray for our young leaders in particular, and for the youth that are getting involved with wanting to also give back through their own gifts and talents. The last photo here is what I like to call the blessing of laughter. I alluded to one of the families that had lost a sister figure in their family to suicide last summer. One of these girls has a Christian faith, comes from a Christian home. But this really rocked her world. One of these girls up here is a new believer who had no intention of doing the God stuff. And then in February, burst in during one of our last performances and said, "Do you have a Bible? Because I want to do this Jesus thing." "Do we have a Bible?" "Yes, we do. You may have it." And then there's Brittany. She's still searching and she's still finding her way in faith, but she's doing it through the friendship and community that she's now found, kind of a family, as it were, that she doesn't have. So I ask you prayer for the Brittany's too. I believe, we'll just leave that one up there for a moment. I believe wholeheartedly that God led us to invest and mentor Jester's youth through Psalm 139 last fall, because we spent time praying and listening for God's direction. I look forward to how the Holy Spirit will direct Mountain Park during this season, and how he will grow us as a congregation as we wait on him for direction in our next steps. It's exciting to know, well, not to know, but to wonder, sorry, what God has in store for our church and each of the ministries that we're all involved in. In our society, our youth, our society is longing for Jesus, even if they don't know it yet. So to all the Brittany's and Thomas's in our lives, no matter what age or stage they are, we can model what it means to be an authentic follower of Christ as we listen to the Holy Spirit guiding us to share the story that lives in us with them. Our last slide. The heart and soul of an individual or ministry is the story that lives in us. If at all you want to ask any questions about my ministry, I actually can say that now. I always struggled with that. But ministry with Jesters, with youth, or just want to know more about my house, please just come talk to me, connect with me. If you feel inclined to bake cookies, we will take them gladly to my house and to the different things that we go out. I covet your prayers for our ministry, and I thank you for your support. And I just, if I can, just want to take just another moment at the very end here to pray a prayer that we've been praying with our students. And it's based on Psalm 139. So if you'll just join me and bow your heads, and I will just pray for us as we close up here. Father, you know me better than anyone else. You know me better than myself. You know what I'm going to say before I say it. You love me exactly as I am. You created me in my mother's womb. You made me the way I am for a purpose, your purpose. You have a plan for me before I was even born, and you love me exactly as I am. Sometimes I want to run and hide my true self. Sometimes I don't want people to see the real me, but you're always with me wherever I go, loving me exactly as I am. Father, please grant me the courage to be the real me. Help me be the child you dreamed I would be. With your help, I can be myself because you love me exactly as I am. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.